you go down to the forest today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the forest today, you better go at sunrise. For every trickster that ever there was will gather tonight for certain, because tonight's the night the trickster will double cross you. Every maiden who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvellous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees when nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the Carly will protect you. If you go down to the forest today, you'd better not go alone. It's lovely down in the forest today, but safer to stay at home. For every trickster that ever there was will gather tonight for certain, because tonight's the night the trickster will double-cross you.
My stars are blotted out. Clouds are covering clouds. It is darkness, vibrant. In the roaring, whirling wind are the sound of a million lunatics, just loose from the prison house, wrenching trees by the roots, sweeping all from the path. The sea has joined the fray and swirls up mountain waves to reach the pitchy sky. The flash of lurid light reveals on every side a thousand shades of death, begrimed and black, scattering plagues and sorrows, dancing mad with joy. Come, mother, come, for terror is thy name, death is in thy breath, and every shaking step destroys a world forever. Thou, time, the all-destroyer, come. Oh, Anansi, come, if you dare. Come, join me in my cremation ground, where beauty, age, and youth prevails, and hug the form of death. Dance in destruction's dance. To her the mother comes. I am the almighty Kali, free as the wind, the liberator of others, protector of lost daughters and sons.
Kali, your words are flowery, but they will never be as splendid as the webs I spin. You seem to forget, O Ancient One, that many years ago in Africa, it was I who won all the stories from the sun god. So you see, I know the secret of you and your young maidens. I have the wisdom.
Don't they call you Anansi, trickster deity? The shrewd rogue.
And this rogue can even outsmart the supreme being, and this includes even Kali.
Anansi, you have aged since our paths crossed many moons ago.
It's an illusion. Forever I shall live, aging not one day longer. I have discovered your potions. I have read your stories.
Ah, but you forget it is I who knows all your disguises, for your lineage is of mere mortals. You may have won the stories of the sun god Nyankopon, but remember, Anansi, you are nothing more than a spirit.
Do you forget, Kali? It is I who is the eternal spirit.
And I who is a goddess.
Asia has so many gods and goddesses. What makes you so special?
You're a fine one to talk. Africa is full of spirits roaming around its ether.
A goddess maybe, but I have the power to spread the legends about you and tarnish your name forever.
Up to your tricks again, twisting and turning your stories. You forget, I am the slayer of evil and of evil men and women.
You blood-vex, blood-lusting, vengeful goddess!
Ah, so Nyankopon has given you the story of Saraswati, she who came face to face with a one-footed monstrous demon Mahisha. It is I who could only slay him. I, a woman, no man, no demon, only I, a woman.
I am a woman too.
An old wizened one. Your potions obviously haven't worked.
Damn you, you La Mokali. You who is pregnant with the child of incest. Cast out your forests into cemeteries where your fine gods and goddesses drink blood from skulls. Damn you.
Don't be fooled. I still wander in the Kadamba forest and sit on the lotus of unfolding worlds, gaining many wisdoms that you know not of.
I know your secrets. You've met your match.
You will die one day, old woman. So be it. Everything is impermanent. Your beauty, your youth, your life will age. So be it. Our bodies are like weeds. One day they will wither and die. So be it, Anansi. Not one of your mischievous tricks can cheat death. So be it.
Watch me. I shall drink the blood of two pure maidens. As I know Kali would love to drink the blood to prevent any more demons evolving.
You can never do this. But if you ever have the foolishness to carry out such treachery, I warn you again, old woman, you shall be banished from these lands forever. Your beauty will wither. Your body will age. You will grow old and die. There is nothing you can do to change this. How dare you misappropriate Nyankapon's stories?
You do not frighten me, Kali. You think you are so powerful. You have not seen the last of me. I have plenty of tricks in store. I will trick you, Kali, and I will become the fairest of these lands. I shall never die, never age, never be ugly. My looks, my youth will give me everything I need. And it will be I who will take over these lands. Watch me. Come on! What are you waiting for? I must cast my spell before the new sun rises. Quick, you fool! Kali is up to her mischief. She is trying to steal my power so she can restore peace and equilibrium to these lands. She has kept the secrets of her youth and beauty for far too long. This year, I will beat her cheating ways. Pass me the handcrafted casket! Kali, you fool. I, too, have learnt the love potions of the ancient and wise. Now, give me some cumin, coriander, cardamom and saffron from my basket. Now, grind them to a fine powder. Yes, that's right. Wonderful. Wonderful. These scents will lure her two pure maidens looking for love. They are the smells of any rich man's kitchen. It is me they must find, for it must be the blood of maidens who have never thought of love. No! Not you! I must pour the spices into the casket! You can cut two locks from my head. Ouch! I said cut, not pull. Cut my fingernails. Now I am ready to stir all the ingredients with sandalwood oil. Quick! Quick! Pass me my potions. Kali is trying to hide the moon from me. It's taking residence behind the big fat clouds. Quick! Hold me, you fool. While I offer this to the evening sky. Oh, bless me, O moon. So I may be one of the gods roaming in the Deva realm, where blissful states, agelessness, beauty, and true love is guaranteed to all.
Once upon a time, there were two young girls who were as happy as can be. The one, as red as rose, would play all day with sticks fighting imaginary animals off. The other, as black as snow, would dance on the grass as if she were wearing the most magnificent wedding gown. There were, of course, best friends and twins of the zodiac sign Gemini. One day, their mothers called them both in and said, "Soon you will both grow into beautiful women. But before you reach puberty, there are a few lessons you must learn. You must go out into the forest with us for a day and learn to fend for yourselves. Gather fruits, nuts, and berries for your tea." The two girls, nervous by this little adventure, made a pact never to leave each other alone. Each girl was given identical matching lockets with their names engraved. They kissed their mothers goodbye and hand in hand skipped merrily into the forest. Soon the rain and thunder came and they ran for shelter under the trees.
Oh. I never run under trees.
But I'm wet.
It's raining, it's raining. The old man snoring. He went to bed and bumped his head and didn't get up in the morning.
Quick! It's the old man. I can hear him.
In here! Oh, help! Help! The big man with the sack. Jack is coming to take us away.
The big man with the big feet is coming to stomp on us.
The big man with big hands is coming to crush us. Help!
The big man with the big arms is coming to squash us.
The big man with the big teeth is coming to eat us.
The big man with the big belly is coming to hide us.
The big man with the big body is coming to kill us.
Well, well. Welcome, my pretty ones. You must be Snow Black and Rose Red.
Yes. How do you know our names?
You two young princesses are known far and wide. Besides, you have your names stamped on those matching lockets you're wearing around your necks.
Such lovely, shiny lockets. May I just...
They are beautiful, aren't they? Our mummies gave them to us. They said as long as we wear them, we would be protected by the great Durga goddess. Kali.
May they never marry. May they never fall in love. May no man ever court you. For two maidens never to fall in love or marry are the fruits I've been looking for. May they be mine forever. Throw them into the attic. They are mine forever. With their beauty, I will become the fairest woman of these lands, far and wide, and every man shall woo me.
Oh, where are we?
I think we're in the big man's belly.
Me too. It's so dark and damp in here.
Let's see if we can find his belly button.
Why?
Because my mummy says the belly button is what pulled me out of her tummy.
In that case, we need to find a stork.
Why?
Because my mummy says that the stork bought me as a present from her tummy.
Okay, then I look for the big man's belly button.
And I look for the stork. But we must walk on tiptoes.
Why?
Shush! Can't you hear him snoring?
I'm scared.
I am too.
Let's hold hands.
Quick!
I think the big man is waking up.
But it can't be. He's still snoring.
Can't you see how light it's getting?
I think I found his mouth.
Where?
Over there. Look, I can see some trees.
Let's see if we can swim out of his mouth.
Oh!
What's the matter?
His mouth isn't open and His mouth isn't open and I bump my head. It's not funny. And shush! You're waking up.
Look over here. You bumped your head on a window. We're lost in somebody's attic, I think.
Are we dreaming? Please, tell me we're dreaming. You promised to meet me at the river last night before you went to bed.
I don't think it is a dream. My mummy told me not to meet you at the river in my dream. Just in case I wet myself.
If it's not a dream, where are we? I want to go home.
Me too.
We must find our way home. It's tea time.
Can I go to sleep first? I'm tired.
All right then, but only for 1 hour. Our mummies will be worried about us.
My poor babes, you have stumbled upon the path of Anansi, the trickster. Be warned, she may appear in male or female form. Her magic and curses come in many guises. Do not be fooled. You can break Anansi's spell if both of you find true love. Serve Anansi like your own mother or father. And then I can help you to overcome this foreboding fate. There is no more I can do right now. This is your journey through the rites of passage.